Loving surrender. Every time he stills the restless thoughts in silent meditation, he is giving up the ego. Every time he puts the desires aside in a crucial decision, he is giving up the ego. Every time he disciplines the body, the passions, the activities, he is giving up the ego. To surrender the ego is to surrender the thought of it, and this is done by stilling the mind whenever in daily life one becomes self-conscious. This silenced ego vanishes. This art of effacing the ego by stilling the mind, by suddenly stopping its whirling flood of thoughts, could not be practiced at all and at any time if one had not practiced it previously and frequently in deliberate exercises at set times. One important reason why the great spiritual teachers have always enjoined upon their disciples the need of surrendering the ego, of giving up the self, is that when the mind is continually preoccupied with its own personal affairs, it sets up a narrow limitation upon its own possibilities. It cannot reach to the impersonal truth, which is so different and so distant from the topics that it thinks about day after day, year after year. Only by breaking through its self-imposed pettiness can the human mind enter into the perception of the infinite, of the divine soul, that is its innermost being. This identification with the over-self is the real work set us, the real purpose for which human life in the world serves us. All else is merely a comfortable way of escape, a means of keeping us busy so that conscience need not be troubled by the central duty to which we are summoned. This identification with the best self in us is the ideal set for all men, to be realized through long experience and much suffering, or through accepting instruction, following revelation, unfolding intuition, practicing meditation, and living wisely. So long as he is more afraid of giving up the ego than he is desirous of gaining the consciousness beyond it, so long will he dwell in its gloom. This progress through a series of attitudes leads in the end to something transcending them altogether, a shift of consciousness from ego to over-self.